It's 8:56, time now for our opening market report. We're joined by Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What are we seeing out there today?
Well, we've kind of got a mixed day here this morning so far. We've got the corn is up about a half cent on the May at 357 and a quarter. The December is up three-quarters of a cent at 380 and three-quarters. Soybeans are down. We see May at 984 and a half, down 6 and a half. And the November is at 986 and a quarter, down 5. The July wheat is at 439 and three quarters. It's up about 4 cents this morning. We have the livestock pretty much unchanged. The outside markets, stocks are higher, pretty significantly higher. The dollar is down just slightly. It's traded both sides of the market overnight, and the gold's unchanged. The softs are mostly lower, it seems like. So we're kind of sitting here. The pressure continues on the soybeans, and it's kind of leading the negative charge here this week. For the week, we're down about 15 cents on soybeans, 10 on corn, and 12 on the wheat. The pressure coming mostly from the crop continuing to increase, at least in the traders' minds in South America. We also have, of course, wheat and corn prices really not, there's really no weather problem. There was some concerns on some of the drought monitor and stuff for a couple weeks there, but we've really kind of gotten through that and gotten some rains in those southwest areas recently here. The big thing that people are going to start focusing on next week is going to be a week from today. We have the stocks and the acreage report, which is always a big report on March 31st. Be out at 11 a.m. next Friday. I think we'll expect to see volatility increase as we go into the week next week. We've kind of tested some lows, some support areas here this week, and I think it could give us some opportunities. A person may want to trade that from both sides of the market. If you're looking at covering up some prior sales on the corn, you could maybe look for opportunities there. Or if you're needing to get some additional sales made, I think we'll see quite a bit of volatility as we move into that report. And it typically is a report that moves the market, kind of changes the direction of the market one way or the other, depending on how those acres come out. Of course, everybody's expecting more soybean acres and less corn acres.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you.
You have a good weekend. That's Bill. That's Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Checking out our forecast around Champaign-Urbana. Partly sunny skies today. The high 72 degrees. We have wind gusts up to 32 miles an hour. Chance of showers tonight. Possibly a thunderstorm. A low of 55. Part of a rainy weekend in store for us. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow. The high in the mid-60s. Winds around 25 miles an hour. Showers likely tomorrow night, the low 52, cloudy skies, winds around 20 miles an hour. Good chance of rain Sunday, the high in the lower 60s, winds around 18 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, the low 47. Looking at Monday, a 70% chance of rain and a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 57 in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. On Point is next. It's 9 o'clock.